And that same people turn a blind eye to it. This is life stupid. If a race of people accepts what they eat is unhealthy, and at one time this race was the stronger race, now they have accepted their oppressor's diet as healthy, and they don't see the oppressor's diet was why the oppressors were so weak, and our diet was why we were so strong. That's life stupid. I know you're going to find many reasons to contradict what the fuck I'm saying, and possibly make me sound like I don't know what I'm talking about. But let me ask one question. How did an enslaved race of people only eat this unhealthy food and rise to be the one race nobody can fuck with? Our intellect, our physical ability, our actual appearance, our agility, our aging. How can all these things develop over many, many years? I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of years. How can this shit develop to be better than the peckerwood shit without exposing this race weakness caused by their diet? I'm saying we completely exposed white and peckerwoods were second to us. And the moment we learned to investigate the importance of reading, we read some shit this motherfucker writing about diet. White people don't ask about how come the black man is so strong. They don't ask that shit anymore. They took our strength by making us think everything about us is unhealthy. And we bought into it lock, stock, and barrel. So they no longer think we are the stronger race. Why is it white people have all their hillbilly, redneck, country, heavy metal, and many other varieties of music, and we have none? What is our music? Spirituals? It used to be soul music, but white boys took that over. I will admit today, church is the only place we can go and hear a soul singer sing with soul and not fake it. All the things we have surrendered to this motherfucking white man in the name of progress is life stupidity.